If you ask many people where their focus in life is, they may respond, "My life is my work."
如果你问很多人他们的生活的重点是什么，他们可能会回答说是生活就是我的工作。
Or my life is my family, my life is sports, or even among Christians, my life is the church.
Yeah, 或许有人说，他说我的生命就是我的家庭，那我的生活呢是运动项目，在基督徒中呢他们可能会说我的生命就是教会。
Now all those can be good things, but none of them should be our main focus.
这些想法都是好的，但是他们并不应该成为我们生活中最重要的关注点。
So we're going to see today in Scripture that my main focus should be my life in Jesus.
我们今天要在圣经中看到我的回应是我们的生命的关注点应该是耶稣。
And then all of these things, all these good things come under that focus.
所有其他的好的事情都可以归结于这个焦点。
So my previous messages in Colossians were Jesus is the firm foundation, Jesus is above all.
对，我先前在哥罗西书中的信息称耶稣是一个坚实的基础，耶稣是最重要的。
Jesus is the fullness of God, Jesus is reality, and today, Jesus is your life.
对，耶稣是这个完全被上帝所充满的，耶稣也是完全的这个实实在在的。然后今天呢，耶稣也是你的生命，也是我的生命。
Okay, let's pray. Father, as we look to your word today, speak to us through your Holy Spirit. Help us to see more and more of Jesus, to focus on him, and just how you would have that affect our lives, how that would be a part of our lives. So we just pray that you guide us through this time and that we pay close attention to what you would say for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's read together Colossians 3, 1 through 4. I'll read it first in English. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in his glory.
我们呢一起读一下哥罗西书三章的一到四节啊，我们一起读好吧。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Paul teaches the Colossians and us, if Jesus is our life, we ought to show that in our faith and our focus on him, and have a controlling influence on our hearts and our daily activities.
告诉哥罗西人也包括我们说如果耶稣是我们的生命的话，那么我们应该表明我们的信仰和对于耶稣基督的这种专注，对于我们的心灵和我们的日常生活具有完全的控制力。
You know, it seems there's a trend in the church today, especially in the developed world.
今天教会似乎有一种趋势，特别是在发达的国家。
A trend of declining interest in heaven and a focus on our hopes and expectations on earth.
对，这个趋势就是我们对 天堂上面的事的这个兴趣下降，然后我们把我们的希望呢和我们的寄托寄托于这个世界。
In this trend, are ideas of the good life, but they're very consuming and short-sighted.
在这种趋势中呢，对美好生活的想法是非常自我消费的，也是很短视的。
Many of us are just too short-sighted, and we just try to keep up with what's going on at this time.
我们中的许多人太短视，只是在意目前所发生的事情。
Now we do stop occasionally and say, I really need to plan ahead and think about the future.
对，我们需要找时间停下来，想一想，我们真的需要想想，提前想想，那个更长远的计划。
But even then, we're usually planning for a future job, or our children's education, or retirement.
即便如此呢，我们通常会做的是来计划未来的工作，孩子的教育，或者是我们将来的退休。
And as I've said, none of those are bad, but if we really think ahead, then those things.
我已经说过，其实这些事情并没有什么不好，但是我们其实可以更进一步的来思考一下这些事情。
Let's say things beyond the world, then all of the other planning will fall into place.
就像我们来想一些超越我们所世俗在世界上所关注的事情，那我们就会发现，其实我们所有的其他的事情都会在它的这个范围之内。
So if someone asks me, so how do we do that? I'm usually going to say, let's look at the Bible.
就是有人会问我，我们来怎么做呢？那我就会说，那我们一起来看看圣经上是怎么说的。
You realize Bible is a good acronym, basic instructions before leaving Earth.
因为圣经这个圣经我们说的 Bible， 它其实是一个一个短语的一个缩写啊，这个短语就是离开地球之前的生活指南。
As we think about planning ahead, we hopefully consider what is the first step.
当我们考虑这个来提前规划的时候，我们应该仔细考虑的，我们第一步应该是什么？
And after that, some may say, "Well, I've already taken the first step, but what now?"
然后有人可能会说，我已经迈出了第一步，那下面我应该做什么呢？
Some may even say, "I understand what's going on now." But I'm not sure where all of this will lead me.
有的人也会说，我知道现在在发生了什么，但是我不确定发生的事情会接下来会导致什么样的结果。
So this gives us a good introduction on how we can look at the critical issue of salvation.
这样的问题呢，就可以让我们很好的来解释一下，我们来如何看待一个很关键的问题，比如救恩。
Salvation really is an umbrella word for the whole process of being saved.
拯救了或者是被拯救是一个保护伞式的整个的一个拯救的过程。
There appears to be three stages in the process of salvation, as described in the Bible.
圣经中描述呢拯救的过程有三个阶段。
Now the Bible describes this process with big words like being justified, sanctified, glorified.
圣经中用三个比较大的词汇来描述这个过程，一个是被称义，被成圣，还有被荣耀。
Don't worry, I'm going to try to make each of those words more easily understood.
不要担心，我会今天我会尝试让每个单词呢都比较容易理解。
So as I'm doing that, I want to lay out these three stages in the order of first, then, and finally.
我今天来讲的时候呢，我会把这三个单词按照从第一个到最后的这样的顺序来一一的来解释一下。
So first is to be justified. forgiven, counted right before God, declared not guilty.
首先是被称义，那就是被宽恕，在上帝面前呢，就是被宣布是一个无罪的人。
Think of this stage as to be put in a right relationship with God, just as if you never sinned.
可以想象这个阶段就是与上帝建立一个正确的关系，就像你从来没有犯罪一样。
That's the first stage of salvation, and nothing else takes place until that first stage happens.
Yeah, 这是拯救的第一个阶段，在第一阶段发生之前呢，没有其他的事情发生。
So, if you have been raised to new life with Christ, further stages of salvation have begun.
在这个时候呢，如果你已经与基督一同成长，得到了新的生命，那么救赎的第一个阶段就开始了。
And so, if someone has not been raised to new life with Christ yet, then they begin that after this takes place.
如果有人还没有与耶稣基督一同复活，那么这个拯救的过程就会应该在那个之后。
And with this new life comes resurrection, just as Jesus was resurrected.
正如耶稣基督复活一样，你的新生命就会复活。
Now baptism is sometimes confused as if it begins that first stage of salvation.
洗礼有时候被我们基督徒朋友弟兄姐妹混淆，好像就认为它是救赎的开始。
Actually, baptism is symbolic for one who has already been raised to new life.
洗礼呢是一个实际上洗礼对已经得到新生命来说，它是一个象征的一个事情。
It's not that baptism makes this happen, since placing your faith in Christ already did that.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹得到新生命的不是因为洗礼，而是因为你们已经把你们的信仰放到了基督里面。
Baptism is a testimony that you were dead, but now you've been raised to new life in Christ.
洗礼呢，它本身是一个，实际上是一个见证，见证你已经你的老我已经死去了，你已经从基督里面得到了新生命。
Another biblical truth that's often misunderstood is that without Jesus, we really don't have life.
另一个经常被误解的圣经的经历就是没有耶稣基督，我们就没有新生命，没有生命。
1 John 5:12 says, "Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever doesn't have Jesus does not have life."
在约翰一书五章十二节是这样说的，凡有子的都有生命，没有耶稣的人没有生命。
Now, the Bible also talks about evidence, as in 1 John 3:14.
圣经呢也在约翰一书的三章十四节呢谈到了这方面的证据。
And it says, if we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life, but a person who has no love is still dead.
如果我们爱我们那个信主的弟兄姐妹，就证明我们已经经过了老我的死去，得到了新生命，但一个没有爱的人，他仍是处在一个死亡的状态。
So this is where true life begins. This is where you have your new life in Christ.
这就是真正生命开始的地方，当你把信仰放在耶稣的救赎之中的时候。
And at this point you've been forgiven, you're right with God, just as if you never sinned.
那时你已经被宽恕了，和上帝在一起，就好像你从来没有犯罪过一样。
Now Paul here also teaches if life in Christ has begun, your focus should be on that life, which is Christ.
对，保罗也教导说，如果基督你的生活已经开始，那你应该完全来关注在基督身上，在你的生活中。
So next comes the then, the second stage of salvation, which is to be sanctified.
那接下来就是救恩的第二个阶段，就是成圣。
To be made holy, set apart to God, being changed to have new thinking, new behavior.
成圣呢，就是就是意味着跟上帝在一起，被改变呢，有新的思想和行为。
So the starting point of sanctification is putting faith in Christ and then focusing on Christ.
对，成圣的出发点呢，就是信仰基督，然后呢，专注于基督。
So to a degree, there's an immediate sanctification. It starts right after justification.
Okay? 在某种程度上，这个由于他在称义之后立即开始，那就意味着这个有一点立即成圣的这个意思在里面。
But then the process of sanctification goes on the rest of your days here on earth.
但是呢，你们在地上余下的日子里都是这个成圣的。经历这个成圣的一个过程。
So, to set your mind on things of heaven is to set it apart from the things that are here on earth.
就是说要把你的思想放在天上的事，也就是说你要把它与地上的事物、世俗的事物区分开来。
To seek a deeper knowledge of Jesus and all that belongs to living with him and for him.
就是寻求更深入的了解耶稣基督，并和属于他和他同在的人。
So really, the things of heaven means God and His kingdom, as we see in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all the other things in your new life will be added.
所以呢，天上的事物意味着上帝和他的国度。正如马太福音六章三十三节说的那样。首先要求上帝的国，然后其他所有的事物呢，都会被添加到你的生命中。
But don't keep looking to the world to solve your problems or to complete your life.
不要在世界中寻求解决问题的办法，或者来成就你的生活。
Now Satan wants to keep us focused on the world and from focusing on God and His kingdom.
Yeah, 撒旦想让我们专注于这个世界，而不是关注于上帝和他的国度。
Yeah, and the truth is, if you're not thinking of things of heaven, you're probably being pressed to think like the world.
如果没有考虑天堂的事情，那事实上呢，你正在被撒旦逼迫着去思考世界上的事情。
So then, what's a good way to put thoughts and focus on heaven?
那么什么样才能把你的想法注意放在天堂的事情呢？
By studying God's word, the Bible, and applying the message to your heart.
那就是来学习圣经，把学到圣经呢应用到从你的内心放到你的内心中去。
So this means that you view everything from God's thoughts as He's revealed in the Bible.
这意味着你可以从神在圣经中所有的启示来看到一切所正确的东西。
So Paul says that we should not only think of heavenly things, but must also turn away from earthly things.
保罗说，我们不仅要想到属天的事，我们还要远离属世的事。
Now we should be careful of thinking that salvation is an add-on to our life. No, it's a replacement.
我们应该小心认为救恩是我们生活中的一个附加物，这样是不对的，因为救恩这个救赎是一个完全的自我更新。
Paul goes on to say in verse 3 here that your real life is hidden with Christ in God.
保罗继续在第三节说，你的真实生活和耶稣是一同藏在上帝里面的。
This says there's nothing that can reach it or take it away.
这就意味着没有任何东西可以把它拿走或者把它取走。
This means there's a security for this new life for the people of God as they trust in Him.
这就意味着这样的这个生命是很安全的，是有保障的。
Second Timothy 1:12 says, "I know the one whom I trust. I am sure that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him."To the day he returns.
对，提摩太后书一章十二节是这样说，他说我信任 我知道我信任的人，我相信他能够保护我所寄托的，所信任的，直到他回到的那一天。
Now on down in Colossians 3, Paul teaches, as we turn away from earthly wrong desires and passions,
在那个哥罗西书的第三章十二节中，保罗教导我们说，当我们被这个这个抛弃属世的错误的欲望和激情的时候。
They're to be replaced by mercy, kindness, gentleness, and above all, love for one another.
这些不好的东西就会被怜悯、仁慈、温柔，最重要的是爱来取代。
He uses the metaphor of taking off old dirty clothes and putting on fresh, clean, new clothes.
他用了一个比喻来形容这个事情，就像脱掉旧的、脏的衣服。换上了新鲜干净的衣服。
And again, in chapter 3:14, he says, Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us together in great harmony.
对，最重要的是就是用爱给我们穿上衣服，这样的爱呢，会把我们所有的人完美的融合在一起。
So this goes back to Pastor Gary's message last week that we're to love God and love others.
那我们就可以回想上星期赵牧师给我们所传递的信息，那就是说我们首先要爱神，然后再爱我们周围的人。
Now some men like putting on old and even dirty sweatshirt just because it feels comfortable.
有些男人喜欢穿旧的甚至这个脏的衣服，因为他们穿起来很舒服。
This can be true of our old habits that make us more comfortable, but no longer fit our new life.
对，这对于我们更舒适，但不再是我们新生活的旧习惯来说，也是这样的。
I kind of like the idea of getting up every day and putting on new clothes. Yeah.
So, 我喜欢每天起床都穿上新衣服这样的想法。
So every day, put on these new clothes that God has provided you along with your new life.
就是说每天你都穿上上帝为你提供的这个新的衣服来去过这样新的生活。
And if you do, you probably won't dig out that old sweatshirt and put it on top of those new clothes.
如果你这样做呢，你就不会再想着把以前的旧衣服来穿在你套在你新衣服的外面。
You know, it's kind of like not trying to think of certain things, which then are very difficult not to think of.
就像试图不去想某些事情一样，这些事情很难不去想。
So God has given us Philippians 4:8. Let's look at that together.
Yeah.
And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
对，那我们一起来读一下腓立比书的四章八节，大家一起吧，来找一下。等一下，大家还没找到啊，看样子腓立比书我也找一下。腓立比书四章，再跟说一下是腓立比书的四章八节啊。
Yes.
找到了吗？一起来读一下啊。
Verse 8.
啊。大家都找到了吗？我刚刚找错了，不好意思。四章八节哈。
Philippians 4:8.
一起啊，弟兄们，我们还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞。这些事你们都要思念。
So when your mind is filled with those thoughts, you don't have much room for thinking of the things you don't want to think about.
当你的思想充满了这些想法的时候，你就没有足够的空间来想你不应该想的事情了。
So besides studying the Bible and putting on the new clothes God wants us to dress in,
对，除了研究圣经，我们每天要穿上上帝让我们穿上的新衣服。
If we're going to focus on the things of heaven, we should have a consistent prayer life.
如果我们想专注于天国的事情，那么我们应该有一个一致的祷告生活。
Now, in that prayer life, our first request should not be, God, give me an A on this test.
在祷告的生活中呢，我们的第一个要求不应该是上帝说给我们一个在我们一个在考试中给我们一个 A。
Or God, get me into grad school. God, give me this promotion. God, take away this sickness.
那就是或者说是上帝让上帝让我顺利的进入研究生院，上帝给我升职，上帝把我的疾病治好。
That doesn't mean we don't pray for our desires, but we're not to be consumed by those desires.
这并不意味着我们不能为我们的欲望祷告，但是呢，我们不能被我们的欲望所吞噬。
Instead, our first request of God is, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done."
就是说，如果说我们的第一个要求求的是上帝的国，那么我们的愿望也会自然而然的被上帝所成就。
After all, His kingdom is the one that will last. So in this way, our focus is on a future in Christ.
这就是一个持续永恒的国度。我们的注意力呢，应该注意在在未来，我们应该关注于耶稣的身上。
So first, then, finally.Comes the salvation stage of being glorified.
最后呢，我们来谈一谈这个被荣耀的这个阶段。就是我们所说在基督里面的未来。
Yeah, this is our future in Christ.
这就是我们说的在基督里面的未来。
Now, in everyday business, there's great value, it seems to be, in financial advisors.
在我们的日常事务中呢。似乎财务人员对我们有很大的价值。
We're looking for one who provides advice on a good investment in the future that provides the best returns.
对这些财务人员呢给我们提供信息如何来做很好的投资以便能够在将来可以得到最好的回报。
So, a good look into the future. Well, Jesus came from heaven.As the ultimate advisor.
展望未来呢耶稣是来自天堂最终的顾问。
And he says there's really only one investment that's going to last. And its values and returns will never end.
他说只有一项投资是永远会真正持续下去的。它的价值和回报是永远不会结束的。
Here's what's in the future of those with new life in Christ. They will appear with him in glory.
对于那些在基督里有生命新生命的人来说，他们将在荣耀中和这个耶稣基督同在。
Now, speaking of myself, I can go to be with the Lord any day, but the results will still be the same.
对我自己来说，我随时可以和他在一起，但是结果呢是同样的，不会改变的。
So sanctification will be complete for me, and perfection and glory will be mine.
对我来说呢成圣是一个完全的过程荣耀呢这种荣耀的这种完美呢也将是属于我。
Do you realize in another 20 to 30 years, I'll be just like Jesus?
对你是不会意识到在20到30年之后你也会像耶稣一样的。
Now, you probably look at me and say, that's hard to believe, but it's true.
但是你可能会看着我说这很难相信。但这是真的。
It's true though, not because of me, but it's what he has promised for his children.
这当然不是因为我，是因为耶稣基督向他所有的孩子所承诺的，所应许的，这就是真的。
1 John 3:2 says, "When we see him, we will be like him, since we will see him as he is."
约翰福音三章二节说，当我们看见他时。我们就会像他一样，我们会看到他，就会像他一样。
Now, when the Jesus' glory is seen by the whole world, they will see that his words in the Bible are true.
当所有人都看到耶稣基督的荣耀的时候，他们就会看到圣经中所说的话是真实的。
Yeah. But for Christians, our greatest joy will be seeing Jesus in His glory and sharing that with Him.
对，对于基督徒来说，我们最大的快乐就是看到耶稣他的荣耀和他的荣耀被被分享。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, 14 through 18.
来，我们大家来找一下那个哥林多书的四章十四节到十八节。哥林多书的四章十四节到十八节。
It's one of Pat's favorite verses. I think she has it memorized.
哥林多书啊，哥林多书的。
It says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal."
找到是哥罗西书啊，哥罗西书这个四章的十四到十八啊，大家找到没有？如果找到，我们继续细读一下啊。这个所亲爱的是这个吗？我看。
Second Corinthians 4.
哥林多后书啊，那我
14 through 18.
哥林多后书，看看他那里，再找一下。哥林多后书四章的，看看找前书。好，大家一起来，自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前，凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。所以我们不善打，外体虽然会坏，内心却一天心似一天。我们在至暂至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是所顾念不见所不见的，因为所见的是短暂的，所不见的是永远的。
I don't know about you, but I like the smell and the color of fresh cut roses that you buy.
。Can you repeat again?
Okay, number 102.
okay, go ahead.
I said, I don't know about you, but I like the smell and color of fresh cut roses.
我不知道你是怎样的，但是我很喜欢这种这个新鲜玫瑰的气味和颜色。
But one thing I don't like about them is they fade and die so quickly.
但是有一点我不喜欢他们的是他们褪色会死去的很快。
So much better is a garden of roses and tulips and other flowers that keep coming up new.
就是更好的是呢，就是说如果有这样一个花园玫瑰啊，郁金香和其他鲜花都会不断的开放。
In the right climate, they can sometimes bloom all year round.
在适合的气候下呢，这些花是可以全年的全年的开放的。
Is that right to my horticulturist friend, Yuping?
Yuping,
they can bloom all year round, right? Okay. So for those who would say, oh, I don't want to give up that special moment of fresh cut roses for something that God has for me in the future.
可能对有些人他会说我不想放弃这种you know, 这个暂时的这种玫瑰的美丽为了这个神将来所要给应许我们的东西。
A problem with that thinking is that a glorious garden God has for you will last for eternity.
这个想法是不对的，因为上帝这个给你所拥有的这个荣耀的花园是会持久永恒的。
And even now, you can harvest fresh flowers today and still have a garden that keeps blooming.
对，就是说你今天可以拥有这种被剪下来的这种玫瑰， 也同时呢也可以拥有一个满园开花的一个花园。
Okay. Someone has said that aim at heaven and you'll get earth's best along with it. Aim at earth and you won't get either.
如果你把你的眼目看放在天堂的时候，你会得到地球上最美好的一切。但是如果你只是在乎这个世界的时候，那你什么也得不到。
So let me finish by saying, your salvation is not some delayed effort that God thinks about how to make you okay.
其实让我告诉你是说，你的救赎不是上帝为你所做，让你做所做的事情顺利的一种延迟的努力。
Let's look at Romans 8:28-30.
来，我们来看一下罗马书的八章二十八节到三十节。罗马书的八章二十八二十八节，八章二十八节到三十节。罗马书。
We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose.For them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters, and having chosen them, He called them to come to Him, and having called them, He gave them the right standing with Himself, and having given them the right standing, He gave them His glory.
好，我们来读一下啊，罗马书八章二十八节到三十节，好，一起来。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召的来人又被他们益。所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
I was telling Ika this morning, I like the New Living Translation, how it unpacks some of these words, you know, in the other translations.
就是我先前是给那个想说的这个、关于这个翻译翻译的圣经翻译的一些事情。
Well, let's look at Philippians 3:20-21.
然后我们来再读一个一个章节是腓立比书的三章二十二十节到二十一节腓立比书啊，腓立比书。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be more like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject.All things to himself.
我们来读一下腓立比书的三章的二十到二十一啊。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大人，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他荣耀的身体相似。
There's a song I like, and I hope we could all sing it together someday. Not now, but at some point.
我有时候很非常喜欢希望我们可以唱，但不是现在，希望在将来的某个时间。
It's called The Joy of the Journey.
这首歌的名字叫喜悦的旅程。
It's based
旅程的喜悦。
It's based on the idea that we're just passing through, that for those that have a new life in Christ,
这个歌曲所记的想法就是所有在基督里得到新生命成长的人。
This is not our home, but we can still have the joy of the journey because we know the best is yet to come.
对啊，这是说这不是这个地球不是我们的家，但是呢，我仍然在这个过程可以拥有快乐的旅程，因为我们知道最好的是在未来。
So let's pray together. Father, Father, we're thankful that you have revealed yourself to us. You revealed your Son Jesus, our salvation, our life. And so we give you thanks for that, and we thank you for your word that shows us how to live that out, how to think of things above, not just things here. We're thankful that you brought us together in a family together so that we can celebrate and we can encourage each other and we can remind each other of what we have in our future. We pray for Pastor Gary and Frankie and Florence and Lewis that are traveling, and we thank you that we normally have them in this family too to share with. And so we ask you to watch over them, keep them encouraged where they're going and the people they meet and the things they do. So we just praise you for who you are and that our life is in Jesus. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.